Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and good morning. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are. This is Caribbean Global Voices. I'm Henry, your host, and we will be here until high noon in my neck of the woods. Believe it or not, June 21st, 2022. And folks, here we are once again to bring you entertainment, sports, news, information, and what have you. So we hope you can stay. And we're hoping to be joined by others, so we're standing by for that. And at this time, I would have lost my screen at this time. So let's see if I can get it back here, quick, fast, and in a hurry. So folks, I want to spread the word. It's Caribbean Global Voices. And of course, every Saturday, we are here from 9 o'clock until high noon, like I would have said. I want to spread the word. Let folks know that you can join us at 560-999, that's 999-3693. If you push the one, you will be audible, and of course, we will be able to hear you. I think it might be just if we just do a little housekeeping at this time and let you know that. We're on the cloudy skies. I didn't know the weather this morning, but at least I know the sun is not out in all its brilliance. So for those who are with us, we want to say a pleasant good morning, good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good night. And going to tell you at the first hour, we're going to be having our inspirational portion as usual. And we will always bring something to inspire you, because this show is meant to inspire, inform, entertain. And of course, many times you do that by the music. You do it by talk as well. And plenty of songs. We will have a conversation, and you too can be a part of it. I would have given you the number, but it's 3693. That's the number where you can reach us. But folks, we'll be having birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes that would have taken place in this date as well. But we'll give you an order. At the top of the hour, we will have sports of some sort. You know, West Indies are second test right now against Bangladesh, so we bring you up to speed. England taking on New Zealand. We will really bring you what's happening there as well. And any other thing that's happening, of course, we will try to bring you. But the big sports day is on the sister station. That's the cricket show. That's on a Sunday. So briefly, we'll be giving you some. But in the bad days, we'll have Daniel Mills. He will be coming in to tell us who's having a birthday today. We just concentrate on today, to be honest with you. And for those who would have had birthdays, any significant person, we would as well. So at this time, I'm going to hail up Mr. Victor Brown Morton over there in Nevis, who would have celebrated on the 23rd. But you know how we do it. We take the whole month. So, Billy Brown, we just want to say, Billy Brown Morton, that's a married title. I want to say a happy, happy, happy birthday to you, world over. Know that you are celebrating until the end of this month. By the way, this is the last of the show for this month, you know, 30 days in June. We'll be starting my month next Saturday, the holiday weekend, as a matter of fact, 4th of July weekend that's coming up. But folks, you're going to stand by for that. You're going to stand by for that. So continuing with our housekeeping, we're going to have, of course, Cardinal going to greet his many fans. He has some special fans. He has many fans, but some special ones that expect to hear the name on the radio. So you'll be hearing that after the 10 o'clock hour. 10:45, we expect to hear from Debbie and Dawn. They'll be telling us about the humanitarian work they're doing over there in Antigua and Barbuda. And that's for the less fortunate. 10:45, stay tuned to hear all of the happenings. And 11 o'clock, we have an open line type where we will discuss events that are taking place along the way. We play some songs, and I give the number again because you too can be a part of the conversation. 563-999-3693. David will not be with us again this morning and for the next few weeks. He's out. The minor league is starting. So we'll bring you up to speed with that. And again, we invite folks to push that one. And of course, we recognize everyone. So before we even get into more, because you want to know what the three little birds are saying, and then we'll open with some prayers.
Yes, indeed, baby, don't you worry, because every little thing is going to be all right, believe it or not. As long as you believe in God, everything will be all right. As they say, nothing new is under the sun. Well, Father God, we want to thank you for this day. As we come to the end of this month of this show, it's only the 25th, but it's the last day and the last Saturday we're having, so we're going to send this show out with a bang to end the month of June. Lots of things would have happened during this month. We've had the homegoing of a lot of folks, and we've had events that would have taken place. That's a graduation and all that good stuff. It's the summertime, you know, devastation, things would have taken place as well. War goes on, rages on, and all the good stuff. But we want you, Father God, to have a hand in it. And I would always say, you have never, ever, ever made a mistake. So we're going to ask you, folks, to keep the faith, be faithful, and knowing that God is a just God. And he is ever-living, ever-loving, the one and only true God. Commitment. Well, am I willing to give my all to do what God has called? That's a question that we should all be asking at this time. Are we willing to give our all to do what God has called? Are you willing to run the race? I am ready and trust in his grace. Are you? Are you ready to trust in his grace? But of course, to take the first step and then on to the next, I am willing to follow his steps. Are you willing to follow his steps? It's some big feet to fill, I can tell you. But it can be done. Remember, one set of footprints in the sand. Big, big, big shoes to fill. But that's when he carrying us. That's the one footprint in the sand. Well, I'm willing to follow that step. Said about fear. If your fear is larger than your faith, is your fear larger than your faith? Well, have no fear. The good Lord would have said, have no fear. Let your heart not be troubled. Yes, indeed, the selfishness is a root. Do you need to replace that? Don't be selfish. We're asking you to look out for each and everyone on this earth. That's what we're asking. And I would always say, if every one of us would look out for our neighbors, this world would be a much, much better place. It's always, hi neighbor, how are you doing? If you can lend a helping hand, a cup of water, whatever, you don't have to have long conversations. But I'm sure that would be very, very pleasing to God. The tussle, tongue wrestling, physical fights, the shooting, I think the warring and the gunning and all that must done. So sometimes you just have to ask the Lord to come down, Father, come down and let him take the wheel. Oftentimes we want to be the pilot, but many times we should just move over and allow the Lord to be the pilot. I think that's not a hard thing to do. Just acknowledge God, knowing he's God, and knowing that he will take care of us. We know there are different religions, but I always say there's only one God. It doesn't matter what you call him. Yah, Jehovah, Jesus, the Messiah. Just know that there is a God, and there is one God. No, he is a superior being, and he is the one that you must look up to. When we celebrate Father's Day, let us do remember him. He is the father of all fathers. Sometimes we get carried away and think that we as humans are even mightier than the God that we serve. But all we have to do is to just humble ourselves and give ourselves unto thee. So once again, we just want to pray, Father God, for all of the sick and the shut-in. Look out for the less fortunate. I mean, for those who are in the good, let them just not look down on others. As we would say, oftentimes when you're looking down at a person, make sure you're just admiring their shoes. Not that you're looking at them in a way to belittle them or anything of that sort. But uplift them, you're looking down to bring them up. If it means bringing them up to your standard, hopefully your standard is of God's will. Because sometimes we try to help people, but how do we help them? The person is 15 feet away, and we are throwing a 10-foot rope and showing the world, of course we're helping. See, I'm throwing a rope. Little do they know that you willfully send a 10-foot rope to help that person who is 15 feet away. But God's eyes are not closed. He knows that you're fooling the masses. But trust me, there's no way you're going to be fooling God. So on this day, again, we're going to give God all the thanks and all the praises, and all the glory, all the honor. Those who are attending church, Seven Adventists, one of you, we pray for them as well. Some people do worship on this day. But with me, it doesn't matter what day you worship. As long as you recognize and acknowledge God as the true, ever-living, ever-loving God, that's okay with me. Then again, it doesn't matter whether it matters to me or not. God is going to be your judge. He's going to be the only judge. So, Father, we're going to ask you to bless this show. We're going to ask you to just direct the path, and you take the wheel, and Ivor Henry, as your host, will just follow. Again, I want to pray for each and everyone out there, and especially those who are under the sound of my voice. I hope that I'll be of some use to them in this, the next 2 hours and 40 minutes or so. Let us hope they'll be able to be entertained. The show, by name and nature, it's the Saturday morning entertainment show, so we're here to entertain. But first, we're going to always put God first. So with that, I'm going to say hallelujah, hallelujah. Spread the word, stick and stay.
Come on, let's put our hands together, and let's welcome to the Rock Church of Virginia Beach. Come on, put your hands together all the way from Long Island, New York. Let's hear it for Pastor Donnie McCorkin.
Somebody give Jesus praise here. Come on, give Jesus praise here. We're going to sing and glorify God together, one body, one voice. All the Christians in this place have served Jesus exclusively, giving him praise that he's worthy of. I want you to join and sing with us if you know these songs. I want you to participate in the worship of tonight. Visit to the glory of the King. And how many of you know he's coming soon? Come on, make some noise if you know he's coming. Yeah. If you know that there's no God like our God, I want to hear you lift up a praise in this room. There's no God like our God. Somebody join and help us say that.
There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah.
Raise your voice.
There's no God like Jehovah.
Help the fire.
There's no God like Jehovah.
Nobody like.
There's no God like Jehovah.
Nobody like.
There's no God like Jehovah.
Greater than.
Good morning to all the listeners, all of the listeners out there, those who have graced us on the World Wide Web, and for those who have graced us with their presence via the telephone, I want to say good morning. And I just heard from the number one fan in the gospel section, and she said, special request, Jesus takes the wheel, Carrie Underwood, and it's your show, so we're going to have it. Kathleen, this one is for you.
Driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go, she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. Before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the got to change.
It's all right.
I want to run to you. That's exactly what we're having here. We are running to Jehovah. We are running to God. We are sticking and staying with the God Almighty. That's exactly who will take care of us. God.
God will take care
Barley loaves and the fish, said a multitude, not just the household, the hands of the mighty God, his power in his hands, just believe, have the faith, keep the faith and spread the word. Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career. However humble, it is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. things about the universe. No less than the trees and the stars, you have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be. And whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all the sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy. Yes, indeed, no less than the trees and the stars. You are a child of the universe. Yes, indeed, oh, perfect Papa, and Devastari, and great God, seated on the throne in the heavens of heavens. We have to give God all of the praises. High, he sits mighty. He is the great one, the mighty, mighty, mighty healer. Yes, we did it again. We are going to have something to make you stomp your feet, clap your hands, and maybe even get up off your chair. Cannot.
Coming from my heart.
indeed, give him praise. We did it again. I know that one had just jumping and jumping. Well, we're going to have it again. How about that? Let's go.
But I know you control my destiny. and from you all blessings flow. From yesterday, even today, and tomorrow, it's me again, God, as I fall on my knees today. Help me, God, I pray, don't let me carry away. It's me again, God, as I fall on my knees. My heart is willing, my flesh is weak, but still, oh God, I seek to walk your way, your holy way. I pray my soul to keep, though my enemies encamp at me, I know I will stand forevermore under your banner, and for always in your hand. It's me again, God, as I fall on my knees today. Help me, God, I pray, don't let me be carried away. It's me again, God, as I fall on my knees today. Help me, God, I pray, preserve my soul today. Ah, glory, hallelujah. Bless my soul, oh God. Oh, Most High God, say glory be to the Most High God, alone be thy name. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, worthy to be praised. I let's cry to you, dominion, power and praise. Throughout the years and years to come, and for our race, it's me again, God. As I fall on my knees today, help me, God, I pray, for what I need carried away. It's me again, God, as I fall on my knees today, help me, God, I pray, preserve my soul today. It's me again, God, as I fall on my knees today.
Yes, it's me again. Getting to the top of the hour, standby for sports, Luciana.
Give me faith, oh God, I pray, oh Lord, to face another day.
give me self.
Yes, indeed, Jah, give me strength. And yes, I'm asking for strength. I'm asking for everything you have that I can bear, because I know the good Lord is not going to give me more than I can bear. Give me strength. Give me energy. Give me love. Give me liberty. Well, folks, that's exactly where we're going to be ending our inspirational portion this morning. I hope you would have enjoyed the selections, and they're asking you to stick and stay, because right about now we are going to be headed into sports. It's going to be brief as usual on this forum. The heavyweight comes in on the cricket show tomorrow from 6 until 9 in the PM, but we'll just give you a little snippet, a little teaser from this forum. So stand by for that. Again, good morning, one and all. He came good, and the wicketkeeper batsman Blundell, he chipped in with 55. The fastball of Southie made a useful 33, thus getting the score onto 329 all out in 117.3 overs. Well, Stuart Broad, he led the way with his 3 wickets at the top without Anderson. We have Potts 1, we have Overton making his debut. He got 1 wicket as well. But the spinner, Jack Leach, he took 5 for 100. And he was very economical as well. 2.59. England when batted. Again, we have Johnny. Keep on doing what they're doing, Johnny. So, Johnny Bairstow, yet again with another century in good fashion. 162 with a strike rate of 103. Once ago, unheard of in Test cricket. But the first 4 batters for England failed. Lee's 4. Zach Crawley, and that's one for the future. I like him alongside Peterson out of South Africa. Failed yet another time, but they're persistent. They're hanging with him. I think he's a good batter. Pope failed and Joe, unusual, but he failed, just making 5. But here comes Overton, debutant, fell 3 short of a century. He got to 97. And with me, it doesn't matter. I always feel like when you get into the 90s, you'd make a century, even if you're playing against me. And it would have been so nice if this youngster would have made a century on debut, having been amongst the wickets as well. But Stuart Broad came in with a quick fire 42 this morning. I was following that. He was plundering the ball over the whoops. 6s and all. He made his 42 from some 36 deliveries with a good strike rate of 116. Remind us back in the day when we had four-prong fast bowling, when we know that the batters have to speed up the batting to give the bowlers enough time to really overhaul the opposition. Well, Bolt, he came good. He got 4 for 104. Southie, Tim Southie, he batted well when he turned it back. Came back with the red ball and he got 3 for 100. And Wagner, Neil Wagner, that's the man who Vivi said would have given him a little trouble, he believed, with his style of bowling. 2 for 75 and Bracewell took the other wicket. He got 1 for 54. Well, Latham, in his second turn at bat, he is presently on 54 not out. And he's keeping company with Captain Kane Williamson. Williamson really didn't bother to score in the first inning, but he's trying to come good in the second. In his second inning, he is on 23 so far. The lone wicket taker is Potts. He's got the lone wicket so far. Stokes doing really well for himself. He's 2 up in his captaincy. So we really have to say Test cricket is alive and well and kicking, if you ask me. Well, we're going to turn to Bangladesh and the West Indies next door here in the West Indies. You know, Bangladesh, I told you West Indies, this is the second match. Bangladesh went down with the first one. Bangladesh been skittled out for 234 yesterday, and overnight the West Indies were on 70 for no loss. They've started day number 2. And they are 71 for no loss at this time. So we'll give you a little bit of highlights here. At the top, we have Iqbal. He got 46 when Bangladesh batted. Beg your pardon. But we have Linton Das. He came in with a half century. He got to 53. And 21 coming at the bottom there with Hussein and Islam on 26. Those are scores that should be noted. All out again in 64.2 overs. 234. Well, the record in chief would have been Azawi Joseph, 3 for 50. And we have Seals, Jevon Seals. He got 3 for 53. Philip, another debutant, 2 for 30. And Kyle Myers, 2 for 35. Note, Reefer would have only bowled some 3 overs. He's our number 3 batsman. So you have to understand he's the number 3 batter, but they got him to throw his arms over, even before Kyle Myers. So I guess they're really trying their best to keep him in the team. But he's got to come good at the number 3 position. Well, Roach still searching for 250. He got a wicket with a no ball. So he's still there on 249. Now, Craig Brathwaite, he is on 31 in the first inning. He's 31 not out, and John Campbell is not out on 37. So we'll bring the scores in this match while we're here. We go until high noon. So we're going to stand by for that. So just the one change in the West Indies lineup. Sometimes and oftentimes you would hear they're not going to change the winning team. But we had a debutant coming in here on this one. So we'd have covered New Zealand, we would have covered West Indies. But Sri Lanka women, they are taking on the India women in the T20. That match is done and dusted. The India women, they won by 5 wickets. Scores in the match, Sri Lanka women 125 for 7 from the allotted 20 overs. And they would have had 127 for 5. Thus, India women winning. Over in England, we wouldn't really go through all of that. They're having their first-class matches over there. And they're going to leave that for the heavyweights tomorrow to dissect if there's, especially if some West Indians are in those matches and destined to do well. Now, the minor league, I think they're slated to start today. I think we're having a match, as a matter of fact, here. 2 matches today at the Central Bowl Regional Park. So if you're here, folks, you can always head on over to the Central Bowl Regional Park to witness the beginning of the minor league.
Yes, yes.
Your own two.
By the way, I intended to borrow the one that
Well, Mel is having his own conversation in back. I was just about to say a good morning to him, but he's not ready for us. So, anything else on sport? No, but I'm going to ask you to join the folks tomorrow on the cricket show from 6 until 9 p.m. Alongside Dennis Heath, co-host. So you have to tune in tomorrow for that because it's going to be hot, hard, and heavy, all of the itch tomorrow because West Indies are doing well. I think at the end of this day, they'll be really having something good to report. Campbell came good in the first test match when he scored a half century alongside Blackwood, who kept company with him. So for some reason, Bangladesh, they're not doing well in the West Indies. The last time up there, they trounced this time again. Seems as if they're falling into a bad habit. But nonetheless, you can only play who is in front of you. I know folks are going to say, oh, it's only Bangladesh. It's only this. No, but Bangladesh would have beaten us. They would have trounced us when we were at our best with our best available cricketers. So I'm not going to take that it is only Bangladesh. It is Bangladesh, and in Test cricket, anything can happen. So I think we're going to leave it right there in terms of sports, unless someone else has something to say. I was trying to get Cardinal in, but he seemed to be having his own conversation back there. We're going to try for him again.
I'm in.
Okay.
Sure.
Cardinal has changed his name. He said his name is Amin. Amin. Okay, I'm in.
Yeah.
You're replacing Cardinal. That's what it is. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning. I've been listening.
Well,
I wasn't...
If you have... No.
Well, people got a right to say it's only Bangladesh. And watch your words when you say Bangladesh beating us with our best available. You should make that clear, because.
Well, I did say that. The best at the bottom of the barrel
is not necessarily the best. So
available. Who made themselves
whatever
available?
Whatever we scrape out of the bottom of the barrel and bring forward, maybe the best that we have available at that time, but it's not the best that we can make available. That's the thing there.
I understand. Other than that, West Indies doing well. No. How about those Englishmen under Stokes? England
was
left for dead.
Yeah, we have formed the habit of ignoring the female cricket, you know, quite a bit. So I'm not even sure. I know the finals in the 50 over competition in the Caribbean was played, you know, last week. So I'm not even sure what the results were. So, you know, we continue to ignore female cricket, but England is doing well. Johnny Bairstow is showing the kind of production that England picked him for. Remember when they picked Johnny Bairstow, they picked him as a replacement for Kevin, what is his name? The guy from South Africa.
Peterson.
Kevin Peterson?
Yeah, he's from South Africa.
Yeah. Yeah. So Johnny Bairstow has been performing yeoman work for England. I mean, it's really showing that he was deserving of what they picked him for, because, you know, he didn't really come out in a blaze of glory. And recently he was going through a little rough patch in terms of his batting, but we know he has the capability, and he's really showing it in this series against New Zealand. Another brilliant 162 off 157 balls. Quick runs when you need them. This is just the third day, and the third inning is in play, you know, with not too meager scoring. I mean, 329 is not the kind of a score that you want in a first inning match, but it's 329. And it was made within a day. England replied with 360. And both teams at some point were in trouble. So, you know, we see some brilliant performances coming through in Test cricket. And these are the kind of performances that you would like. New Zealand was there with their back against the wall when Tom Blundell and what's his name, Darrell Mitchell, came in and saved the day for New Zealand. And then Stokes and Bairstow, and then Bairstow and Overton taking on the heavy work, carrying the heavy load for England. You know, so
yep.
Even though Root, who is England's, you know, pillar at this point, did not score, they still had people to come through. So you had Root, Bairstow, and Stuart Broad down in the thing coming through with a quick fire 42. You know, that's the kind of thing that we go to the park to see when we watch Test cricket. Good, hard, competitive cricket.
Yep.
Without the cheating.
Well, you know,
so
you know, Leon always said on the cricket show that not everybody bowls, but everybody bats. So you have a bat, you wield a bat. So When I was following Stuart this morning, that came to mind. I said, that's the way. Sometimes the bowlers, you have got to help the cause as well. Get some runs on the board. You just can't come out and expect the batters to bat, and then all you do is bowl. No, you help the cause as well. And that should put pressure on the batsmen as well. Because we don't want to really keep the ladies at 10:45. So we're going to have you hail your many fans, and then we get into birthdays, and we are emphasizing Vita Vaughan Morton's birthday this week, 23rd. So we're going to ask you to remember that as well. I know they're listening over there in Nevis, so don't get a flogging now. Please, don't. So,
yeah,
the many fans, and then we will have the birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date in history.
Of course. Let me say good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show brought to you by Caribbean Global Voices and hosted by Mr. Ivor Henry. Always a great show that we hope. And for that, we do it for the fans and the special fans who keep us alert, keep on letting us know how well we're doing, how well we're not doing. And so I say good morning to the people up in New York. Matrice is a little under the weather today, and that's why you haven't heard her. So we're hoping to that we can send out some love, healing love, and blessing to Matrice so that she can get back on her feet. We also want to do the same thing for Sharon, who is going through her own difficulties at this time. Good morning to you. Ina, Donna, and Lady Bob Denisby. Oh, is she still holidaying over there in the Caribbean, in Nevis? I hope so, and having a great time at that. I'm going to go on down to St. Martin, where I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson. Irma was on her, you know, vacation break and having a good time, but I think she's also under the weather. Good morning, Irma. What's going on here? Well, hoping that you have recovered already and back on your feet again. Good morning, Irma. Good morning, Carlos, also over there in St. Martin. And Carlos is my good man who keeps me up to date with all of the technological factors that keep me getting cricket under my roof. Good morning to you. Good morning to you over there in the UK. We are going to run into Omel and the fans in the UK. Omel is at this time vacationing in Nevis as well. I'm hoping, you know, I'm guessing that she's still listening to the Saturday Morning Show. I know she's a big fan of the Saturday Morning Show, especially when it comes time for us to talk about her favorite football club, Liverpool. And we're probably going to say something about Liverpool today, too. Let me come across the channel where I'm going to say good morning to Fort Lauderdale. And there I'm going to say good morning to Elimat, King Elimat, that is. You know, the summer festivals are coming up, and we usually think of the music that comes with it. And with music, we think of the Grandmaster, Elimat. We hope the brother is doing okay. Say good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, her little brother Malik and little sister Tanaya. I'm going to go on down to the southwest and I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson, who comes to you by way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Cutner. Hoping that you're sharing this sunshine with us. We got some beautiful hot weather here in the Caribbean at this time, Ivor, and there's no rain with it. But I'm understanding, according to weather patterns, that we are having an exorbitant amount of what I call sun flares. You know, like pockets of heat that are being sent out from directly from the sun and to the earth. And maybe that is what is keeping us under this kind of weather. Extremely hot and dry. So, we got that to deal with. Anyway, good morning. Again, to the people up in Georgia, Monique, Barbara, and Yvette. And they're having a great time over there with us in the Georgia end of it. Good morning to you. I'm going to finally say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne, over there in Melbourne. Hope you're having a great time as well. Finally, I got to say good morning to the Inspirational Portions biggest fan, Kathleen. Good morning, Kathleen. Hope you didn't turn your radio off just because the Inspirational Portion is over, because we still got a great show going forward. And you know, you're going to love that as well. Ask Alma, ask Umel, ask anybody. It's a great show. Saturday morning and the evening. So, that's a good morning to everyone, all our fans, and listening. Ivor's got a great show for you. See you, Ivor.
Happy birthday to you. And may all your dreams come true. Happy birthday. It's your birthday, boy. Oh, 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 oh. It's all along. May all your dreams come true.
Vibrations. Well, here we are going to be having the birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date in history. And kind of going to tell you who is going to get all of the accolades for that. So, Cardinal, coming in.
We're going to yeah, it's June 25th. And it seems that over the years, June 25th has been a pretty busy day for a lot of things. So, but June 25th, the 176th day of 2022, and here are birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes sent to you by Mr. Audley Watson. Today is the birthday of Willie Rodriguez. He's out of Trinidad and Tobago. Played test for the West Indies. Before I get to Mr. Willie Rodriguez, I got to say happy birthday to my dear sister, Vita Morton. She celebrated her birthday on June 23rd. That was Thursday, June 23rd. Happy birthday, Vita. And I'm hoping that you're still enjoying the enthusiasm of youth. I know you would be. I'm going to say good morning to a happy birthday to Ian Coombs out of New Zealand, out of Kenya, Steve Toloko out of South Africa, Trisha Tamidi, a female cricketer, out of the USA, Karima Gore, out of England, Vic Marks and Jason Gallian, out of Sri Lanka, Roshan Jurampasti and Lalis Kalupema, out of India, Gautam Bimani, out of Australia, Jack Hill, Tunde Uwase, Phil Emery, Ian Davis, and Margaret Wilson, a female cricketer. Out of Israel, you have Roshan Goruje, and Supercat, a Jamaican reggae and dancehall artist, his birthday is today, English singer, songer, and songwriter, and pop star, George Michael. Remember him from Wham, Careless Whisper. He died back in 2016, a pretty early age. Anthony Bourdain, the American-French celebrity chef, actor, and TV personality. Justice Sonia Sotomayor of the United States Supreme Court. She's been on the Supreme Court since 2009. Del Curry, a basketball player from the Charlotte Hornets, his birthday today. Jimmy J.J. Walker, Dynamite, remember him from the series Good Times, is 75. Dikembe Mutombo, the tower out of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, used to be known then as Zaire. He played for the Denver Nuggets. James Meredith, civil rights activist, and the first African-American student admitted to the University of Mississippi. Last week we talked about the blocking of the door by Governor George Wallace, saying segregation now, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever. You know, it seems that if we're bringing that ever. Carlos Delgado, Major League basketball player out of Puerto Rico. Ricky Gervais, British comedian. In 1788, on this date, Virginia becomes the 10th state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. In 1868, President Andrew Johnson passes the law that government workers would work an eight-hour day. Also, in 1868, Florida, Alabama, Louisiana, Georgia, North and South and Carolina were readmitted to the Union after the, you know, the Civil War. Those were the southern states were on June 25th, 1868. In 1876, a U.S. cavalry, the 7th Cavalry, under the leadership of George Custer, was defeated by the Sioux, and that is spelled S-I-O-U-X, and Cheyenne warriors, led by Chiefs Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse. They were defeated at the Battle of Little Big Horn. You know, that's one of the outstanding defenses that the indigenous peoples made against the offensive that the development of the United States brought against them as an indigenous people, taking their land, taking their lives, taking their properties, taking their and trespassing upon their dignity. You're going to see that played out in movies like Custer's Last Stand. In 1903 was the birth of George Orwell in India. He was known as, his actual name is Eric Blair, but he wrote under the name George Orwell, and that became the name that we're most familiar with. Two of his books that I'm very familiar with were Animal Farm and 1984. Animal Farm was written in 1945. And 1984 was written in 1949, was published in 1949. And if you read that book, you would call this guy a prophet, because he predicted the mechanisms by which government would certainly gain complete control over the lives of the citizens, and they wouldn't even know it. So if you read 1984, written back in 1949, you would think of this guy as a genius. That is George Orwell. He was born in 1903 on June 25th. In 1920, the League of Nations placed the International Court of Justice in the Hague in Holland. In 1929, Hoover, U.S. President Hoover, authorized the building of the Boulder Dam, and it was later renamed the Hoover Dam. In 1932, India begins its first test against England at Lord's. This is the fifth nation to join Test cricket, to become qualified for Test cricket. So there it met South Africa, Australia, England, and the West Indies. And the fifth was India on June 25th, 1932. In 1934, Hedley Verity takes 15 wickets for England out against Australia. In 1938, a tisket-a-tasket by Ella Fitzgerald with Chick Webb hits the number one on the chart. In 1938, U.S. federal minimum wage law guarantees workers 25 cents per hour, and which was to 40 cents per hour by 1945, with a maximum of 44-hour work week. You notice it didn't get too much farther from there. In 1942, the Royal Air Force, that's the British Air Force, stages 1,000 bomb raid on Bremen. And in 1948, Joe Louis defeats Jersey Joe Walcott by a knockout in the 11th round. In 1950, North Korea invaded South Korea, beginning along its border, beginning Korean War. In 1946, Ho Chi Minh traveled to France to negotiate the independence of Vietnam. We know the disaster that turned out to be afterwards. In 1953, the first passenger to fly commercial air around the world took 100 hours. In 1964, President Lyndon Johnson sent 200 naval personnel to Mississippi to assist in finding three missing civil rights workers, Goodman, Shawna, and Cheney. Cheney was the black guy. The other two guys were white, and they were murdered in Mississippi. And you probably would have seen that from the movie Mississippi Burning, some expression of that from the movie Mississippi Burning. Let me just go back to 1943, June 25th, one of the many incidents of unrest motivated by the racism of the United States breaks out in Detroit. They were called the Detroit Race Riots. In 1960, Madagascar gains its independence from France. In 1966, the singer Jackie Wilson, is arrested for inciting a riot in Arthur, Texas. And what were the instruments of this massive riot? Music. Jackie Wilson got people to sing inside a nightclub. And the police come in and tell them, stop singing. And if you refuse to stop singing, then Jackie Wilson was arrested and charged with inciting a riot. He was later convicted for drunkenness and was fined $30. Don't take a little laugh. In 1969, Pancho Gonzalez beats Charlie Passerell in 5 hours and 12 minutes at Wimbledon. Was then the longest Wimbledon game up to that time, until in 2010, John Isner and Nicholas Mahut topped that record with a game of in 11 hours and 5 minutes, a game that extended over 3 days. Now, you see, in Wimbledon, The fifth set, they could not play a tiebreaker. For those of you who understand tennis, they have to play it out until somebody wins. If they get to five games each, they got to play it out until somebody wins by two games. So John Isner and Mahut played until they were, Isner won it at 70-68. The electronic scoreboard stopped working when they were at 47-47. Man, they tire out the electronic system even. So that became the new record, and it still is the new record, and it will continue to be the new record until they changed the rules again, because in 2019, Britain, with Wimbledon, changed its rules, and they're now allowed to play tiebreakers in the last set.
Okay. In 1975, like I said, this is it. This June 21st was a year of a lot of activity. In 1975, Mozambique gets its independence from Portugal. In 1976, there was another incident of unrest motivated by racism, and it was called these days the Soweto uprising that happened in Soweto, South Africa. So whether you call it racial discrimination and or apartheid or whatever you want to call it, it's all the same thing. The dehumanization of a people based on a certain concept of race. It is in that Soweto uprising, it was estimated that 174 black people were killed and 2 whites were killed. In 1978, remember 1978 and June 25th, Argentina wins the Football World Cup, beating Holland 3-1 in Buenos Aires. In 1983, June 25th as well, India wins its first World Cup cricket title by beating the West Indies by 43 runs. And West Indians are still shell-shocked from that defeat because it was a game that they thought would have been a cakewalk to give West Indies its third consecutive World Cup cricket title. So we're still shell-shocked from that. In 1984, Prince releases his album Purple Rain. You remember the hit master that was. In 1990, the African National Congress leader Nelson Mandela meets with George Bush at the White House after his release from prison after 26 years. That happened. In 1996, the Independence Day, starting Will Smith and Paul Pullman and Jeff Goldblum premieres in Westwood, California. And there was an independence that I probably missed out in the 1960s, was it not Madagascar? Should I call that one? Receiving its independence from Spain. Mozambique obtained its independence from Portugal on June 25th as well. In 1997, Jamaica issues a warrant for singer Sade. Remember Sade? Who failed to report to court on charges of failing to obey a cop who signaled her to stop. 1997, NBA draft Wake Forest power forward Tim Duncan, first picked by the Antonio Spurs. In 2009, on June 25th, we saw the death of singer Michael Jackson at the age of 50. In 2014, the U.S. Supreme Court rules that police cannot examine the digital contents of a cell phone without a court order. That shouldn't have been had to figure out. In 2020, WHO, the World Health Organization, declares the Ebola outbreak in the Congo to be over. It was the second worst outbreak. It killed 2,280 people over 2 years. Also, in 2020, Liverpool. Told you everyone say something about Liverpool. And Omel is going to be excited about this. Clinches its first EPL soccer title in 30 years with 7 games to spare. That was a massive performance. And in 2021,
but don't forget Chelsea there. You know, where was Chelsea placed?
Oh, Chelsea.
Second place.
Chelsea got into second place, beating behind
Manchester City,
beating them 2-1 at Stamford. Okay. In 2021, former U.S. police officer Derek Chauvin, former Minnesota police officer Derek Chauvin, was sentenced to 23 years and 6 months for the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Those are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes, compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. I did bring you this Zimbabwe deal, right? Not the Zimbabwe, Mozambique.
About the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Brighter than tomorrow, and if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow.
Church at 8900, that's 8900 Southwest 168th Street, Miami, Florida, 33157. And that will take place July the 2nd at 11 a.m. Once again, it's Christ Fellowship Church, 8900 Southwest 168th Street, Miami, Florida, 33157. And this will be July the 2nd at 11 a.m. And, of course, we hope that all those who wish to remember Eunice will join, whether in person or via the web internet, and help to celebrate her life, her passing, and give help, support, and a little handout to Leon, who we all appreciate very much, and we would like to ensure that he is comforted in some way, at least knowing that his friends and family is there for him in this hour, at this hour of his needs. Thank you. Anything else?
Yes, well, yes, thank well, you for that. Hopefully, it's going to be on site. I think it's going to be streamed live.
It will be streamed live, though at this point I don't have the streaming information, but I will perhaps be able to get that to you before the show ends.
Yeah, well, we'll appreciate that if you come through.
Okay.
Okay, Dennis, well, thank you.
Okay, Dennis, well, thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you for now.
Okay. So, well, as promised, we say we are going to be bringing you some scores along the way as we go along, West Indies and New Zealand. Not New Zealand. England are hosting test matches at this time. And we will bring you updated scores. They would have sent me something, but I know it's long gone past. But now, West Indies would have lost their first wicket. It's 104-1. So we have last out would have been Campbell. I'll be the first to go because Buffett makes sure when he bats, he makes sure he's not going to be the first one to go. That's a given. So let us see. The pressure is on Reefer. He's on 4 from 10. Buttwaite is on 46. He's going at a good clip at a 50 strike rate. So can't fault him in that regard. But Campbell fell short. He made 45. He should have gone on, but he was caught behind. Islam being the one who would have taken the lone wicket. So Reefer is now our number three batsman, so we can put that in our head and know that that is what the coaches, captain, selectors have done. They've picked Reefer as our best batsman. And over in England, we have New Zealand. They are 125-2 at this time. This is the last session, England from 5 hours. They're ahead of us, so we're into the last session. And New Zealand, they have, some 94 runs on. So they're trying to set a target to try to see if they can defend. We still have another 2 full days to go, barring weather, bad weather, that is. So I think there's going to be a win-loss result in this game. But New Zealand putting up a fight. It's really hard to be making over 300 runs and losing a test match. But that paled in comparison to making 500 and would have lost last time. Well, nonetheless, folks, we are going to be going up until 12 noon today. And we have a few things that we really want to just speak about. And Cardinal, if you have your commentary, maybe we can get the commentary done and dusted, get it out of the way. But I want to speak and congratulate Grenada for the election, and especially the result coming out after 8 o'clock. The polls were closed at 6 o'clock, and just after 8 o'clock, the results were in. I think that is commendable. Commendable. So, Channel, if you have a comment, you usually have a commentary, sorry. If not, we can just go on into some of the topics. We know the January 6th probe is on at this time. And we have something else is on the
okay.
Oh, in sports. Cardinal, you forget about Wimbledon. Starts on Monday.
Wimbledon starts on Monday. I was just kind of waiting to see what was going to be the outcome. I know that Serena has decided that she was going to play Wimbledon this year. You know, one of my other favorite tennis players, Naomi Osaka, decided to skip Wimbledon this year because, eventually she suffered some kind of an injury, and so she had to bow out. Serena had to withdraw from the Eastbourne tournament earlier this week because her partner, Jabeur, had suffered an injury, but they were gunning to capture the doubles title over there on that grass tournament. You know, they play some tournaments around to get them ready for the grass court tournament. Wimbledon this year is not going to have any points distributed because Wimbledon decided that it was going to ban the Russian and Belarusian players from participating in Wimbledon. And the players themselves who are playing don't like it. And Naomi Osaka protested against it, making a kind of, cunning statement like, well, it's pointless. So what Wimbledon has done, it has upped the purse to keep people attracted to the tournament. So we're not going to see Naomi Osaka, but we are going to see the Queen of Wimbledon. I should say the successor Queen of Wimbledon, Serena Williams, who ascended that throne after her sister Venus really gave it up. So we should see some tennis that gives us some anticipation. Now, the person who I want to talk about today, he's not out of the Caribbean, but he is one of the persons who have been very instrumental to my education in politics. His birthday is today. His name is George Orwell. Now, George Orwell wrote two of the books that I read, as I said earlier, Animal Farm and 1984. And from these two books, you realize that, you know, this guy is just a genius in terms of his understanding of social organization, particularly as it applies to the management of people, that activity that we call politics. Now, George Orwell was born in India, in Motihari, India, of British parents. His father was a civil servant in the department that controlled the opium trade. Could you imagine? The British had a department to control the opium trade in India. Now, opium is not a British product. I'm saying this so that people can understand, you know, the conflicts that arise in this region. Now, we hear about what's going on in Afghanistan. Afghanistan was probably the biggest producer of opium. And that's what the fuss about Afghanistan is about. And people don't understand that because the media doesn't bring you that information. The war in India started over the opium trade and who controls it. The British were right in the middle of it. And you know, all of the other European countries, they're going to want a piece of the action because it's about generating money, generating wealth. And the people of that region were not allowed to control their resources. And this is what the whole conflict's about. So we run around here and talk about the Taliban this, and the Taliban is that's wicked, and the Taliban is that. But we don't talk about the British, who are the architects of some of the worst atrocities in the world, far outweighing what the Taliban or any other terrorist organization in that region, I should say any other organization that would have been called terrorists would have done in that region. But somehow the events and activities of the Taliban, as we say, is being promoted and give us this false narrative as to what is going on in that region, in India, in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, in that region we call the Middle East. You know, we usually do not get an understanding of the architects of those conflicts, who are usually the Europeans. They get somehow sanitized, and they become the architects of the narrative which we feed on. And it's all misinformation. Now, George Orwell, as I said, wrote two books that influenced me, you know, in my younger days and helped develop my political awareness. And the first of these was Animal Farm. The second of these was 1984. But in order to, I can't give you a synopsis of those books. I don't have enough time for that. But just to show you the mindset of George Orwell, I'm going to give you a couple of his quotes, a couple of the things that he has said. He says something like, "The further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. The most effective way to destroy people is to deny and obliterate their own understanding of their own history." We could identify with that, I'm sure. "All tyrannies rule through fraud and force. But once the fraud is exposed, they must rely exclusively on force." We can identify with that as well. "The people will believe what the media tells them that they believe." Telling you that, look, your beliefs are not shaped by your own thoughts. Nothing could be so true. "Every record has been destroyed or falsified. Every book has been rewritten. Every picture has been repainted. Every statue and street building has been renamed. Every date has been altered. And that process is continuing day by day, minute by minute. History has stopped. Nothing exists except the endless present in which the party is always right." In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. "Free speech is my right to say what you don't want to hear." I guess then you might change to hearing whatever you want to hear. Real power is achieved when the ruling class controls the material essentials of life, granting and withholding them from the masses as if they were privileges. The past was erased, the eraser was forgotten, and the lie became the truth. It is frightful that people who are so ignorant should have so much influence. Mind you, George Orwell died in 1950, just before his 47th birthday. And the fact that he says this is so applicable to our present times. And I'm going to give you one more quote from George Orwell.
Yes.
There is no swifter route to corruption of thought than through the corruption of language. And how much ever you deny the truth goes on existing. Those are my thoughts for today.
There you go. Thank
George
you.
Orwell.
And okay, we want to say good morning to Mr. Simon, the mayor of all of Orlando.
And a very good morning
Simon,
to you and all the panelists and all listeners. I was listening to you there, and I'm very happy to be joining the show at this late hour. I just finished cleaning up and said I'll listen to you for a few minutes. And it was a pleasure that I did. I learned so much this morning from Cardinal, the whole show. Just happy to be with you.
And you'll be tuning in to the memorial service for Mrs. Eunice Francis next week. Dennis is trying to get that information for us.
Yes.
Where you can tune in if you're not able. Lynn is a bit under the weather, so not able to be audible this morning. So
yes.
But we're trying to get that information where we can follow what's happening down in the Southwest, Miami.
You said next week, right? Next week? What time next week?
11 o'clock.
Okay. I'll remember.
Yes.
I'll make a note of it.
Well, they'll have it on the show tomorrow as well, 6 o'clock on the cricket show. I'm sure you'll be reminded of that tomorrow. You know, West Indies are playing at this time over there, and then you'd want to know the scores. So Cardinal's going to give you those scores. New Zealand is playing as well. They would have lost a second wicket. Cardinal, say good morning to Simon, and you can give him the scores.
Yeah, let me just, you know, pull up the scores here, you know, to let Simon, Simon
West Indies 117 for one. Campbell would have gone for 45. Wifa is still there with Captain Brathwaite. Brathwaite is on 46. He have moved. But Wifa has scored some 13 runs so far. So he is doing the heavy lifting with two boundaries. So that's it with the West Indies. And over in New Zealand, they're 132 for two. So England picked up another wicket. They go until about after 1 o'clock. So we still have about another 2 hours to know how that match is going to end on the third day. So that's what we have for you, Simon, in terms of West Indies test match cricket. And again, tomorrow you will hear the heavyweights with that.
Okay.
Simon, I want to...
Thank you for that information. Thank you.
I am reminded, Ivan, before things get any further or get any worse, that on the 21st, I think that was Tuesday, was Murchison's birthday.
Yes.
And
yes.
So, well, we completely forgot that one thing. So let me just...
No, well, I didn't go out into it because I know how she feels about birthday, but we did serenade her on 2020 Vision Radio. You know, they have the FM station over there now, 102.1 FM.
and on Facebook. So she take it or leave it. She have to get it on the latest end of it, her birthday on Tuesday. So she was
terminated. Okay.
Yes, on the 21st.
No, but I still gotta say happy birthday to Mortress. She's still celebrating. Birthday came up on the 21st. And apologize.
And I'll also join you and wish her a happy belated birthday and tell her she can celebrate the birthday for the rest of the whole month.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Only have until Friday. Yes, so that's why I say you have to take the whole month. You know, I'm starting proceedings on Saturday. For the whole month, I'm going to really, really enjoy this one. So, we had the elections over there in Grenada. I don't eat tadpoles or frogs, but one of them is getting in my throat. So, I hope he's not cooked. Like this woman say, they're so powerful that they don't have to cook and man eat. Now, frog is getting in my throat and I am not tending to any tadpoles or anything like that. So, let me say, Grenada would have had their elections, and we have a new party. A new party is in power. Mitchell would have won some 5 consecutive terms in Grenada. You can say he ruled the roost. He was going for a 6th term, and he was ousted by a newcomer. And I have to talk about it because he took over the party only last year, a party that did not even win 1 seat. They lost 15 zip. And a newcomer, 44-year-old, another Mitchell, by the way, Deacon Mitchell, that's his name. He's the leader of the Parliamentary Electoral Office. He's of the NDC. That's the party, that's the National Democratic Congress party. He got all of 9 seats. So to take over a party at age 44 and go from 0 to 9, that is a big message. But Mitchell, what, 72, up in his 70s? He wouldn't really want to go for a 6th term. What else can you offer? I don't know. But anyway, nonetheless, Dr. Keith Mitchell, he picked up 6 seats, so I guess no independent would have won anything. I think they had one independent who was running. But we have to say kudos. Kudos to the Grenada. As a matter of fact, let's hear them up this way. And we can do that. Why can't we do this? Yes, Grenadian
friends, may God bless you. And we have some political heat going on over in St. Kitts as well. And guess who? Who's coming to dinner? Is it dinner or lunch? Who's coming to lunch? None other but Lynette Eudora Smith Fox.
Oh, dear.
Good morning.
Everybody know my name now. Hello, good morning, everybody. Morning. Morning, Cardinal. Morning, Ava.
Good morning, Lynette.
Morning.
Okay, how are you?
What's for lunch? I heard I'm coming to lunch, but nobody told me what was for lunch.
Well, it's a lady served without cooking. That's what I heard. I heard that this week.
Oh, this. Okay.
I heard that. I don't know how women get so powerful. They say, hey, we get wet without water. All kind of stuff like that. I don't know where that's coming from. And they can make
wow.
men eat without cooking.
Ladies are special. Look at that.
When I heard that, I said, well, I said, this is good for the
anyway,
entertainment.
Anyway, let me say morning to our Mertries. Morning, Mertries. Hope you're feeling better. And hello, hello, hello to Kathleen down in the Virgin Islands.
Oh, that sounds very special. What's up with that?
Anyway, Saint Kitts is doing good. We're getting some rain, which I'm happy for. It's been raining all morning. So we're doing good. And I had a music festival two nights, and so far it has been going along pretty well. From the videos I've seen, it was ram-packed. A lot of people turned out. So that's good, and I haven't heard of any big incidents. So anything major. So that's good. It's all good. So they have one more night to go tonight. And we pray that everything will go well. Mm-hmm.
But I have one thing to say to you, and I know we have maybe only 30 minutes or so, 20 minutes, but no, we're going to touch on it. You're saying that women are powerful. But do you realize what happened this week? Roe v. Wade, are you aware of that? That they're taking away women's rights? And I don't agree with that at all.
No.
I'm going to find a man
who is taking away women's rights?
Oh, you're not following the U.S. Supreme Court with a reverse Roe v. Wade. So Roe is no longer on the books. I guess the state's going to have to just fight to get some women's rights going. Because I really believe
women
have all rights to their body. Yes, that came down this week, and Cardinal have that on his agenda to speak about too.
Okay,
so,
I didn't hear. Actually, I haven't put on my TV in a while because I just can't take all that shenanigans going on. So, that's not nice.
That is not nice at all.
That's not nice.
When Trump put these last two Republicans on there and they have lifetime positions on there, man, I'm telling you, man, I don't believe in that, man. You appoint people for life. You tell me, in St. Kitts, 55, you have to go home when you finish paying off your loans at 50, your student loans, and you still have a mortgage. They say at 55, you must go home. But you can tell a judge who have everything, all the amenities, everything, down to driver. They don't pay for a thing, but they can have a lifetime job, live up into the 90s, 100, only if they want to leave it. They can leave it.
Just
and
like
they can
the politicians.
Make these decisions. Yep, but it works with these, just these guys, man. I think too much power in the hands of these people. Too much. But maybe Cardinal might want to just say something about that. Cardinal Roe v. Wade, how do you feel about that decision that was handed down this week?
I saw it, and even to my granddaughter called this morning and said to my lovely wife here, Grandma, you imagine all these old men took away rights from the women. She's just a little child. I said, well.
That's funny.
Telling all these old men telling women what to do with their bodies. To Grandma. So
yeah.
I said,
yeah.
I should leave that as an individual thing. Leave it to the individual. It shouldn't be a political affair. Be up to each individual. Every case is different.
That's personal. I agree with you, Simon. That's personal.
This is just like they get in the books and they say that.
Right. Every case is different. You can't
buy
a blanket statement. Right.
Every case is different. When they had a law, that slavery was a law. That to me, this is what this is telling me right now. You can tell people, I can tell you what to do with your body and move God, move it. I am telling you over here. And your granddaughter was right. A bunch of old men over there going to get up and make this. Come on, man. It is time to stand up, for people to stand up. I can see any kind of protest now going on, and it would stand. But I don't know. Dennis is still there with his hand up, so I don't know if you want to stay on it. But Colonel, you're back with us.
Yes, I said, you know, this is where individual choice of women to do what they want with their bodies. The law shouldn't tell them what to do. My little granddaughter even figured that out. But,
exactly.
You know, this is how the system works.
Yeah.
So I thought in America, all rights, everybody had rights to everything. What happened there?
No, but you still have laws and the books that, you know, that you still have to think, the Constitution, and you still have state laws, you got all kinds of stuff. One law apply in this state, the next one apply over there. So freedom of speech is not so free after all. You know? You can't go in the theater and show
fire.
Well,
we know that.
Right. So America shouldn't be leading nobody in nothing. Look at what is happening here on January. Look what happened on January 6th. Eh? I mean, I don't know what's taking them so long to even criminally charge this man. This man was involved, wanted to overturn an election. They have to do something. Otherwise, if they just allow this year to go, just like that, then a man is telling people, go find votes, go find this, go find that. In the space of 2 weeks, this man had 3 attorney generals. Could you imagine that? 2 weeks.
Okay, Ivor, you got a hand up at 240-642-2225.
Yeah, okay.
Hello.
Yes, come on in. I've been calling your name. They've been in. Yes. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Yes, good.
Yes, Mr. Henry, I heard that Miss Lynette cooked fried fish. So she does have fish for lunch. But I guess she didn't want to invite me.
Miss Kathleen.
Yeah.
Oh, you see.
Malt up my Tory jump out. And Mr. Ivor Henry,
actually,
as I said.
Actually, I cooked the fish yet, but I'm going to cook them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we know what's on the menu.
Okay.
We know what's on the menu.
And fish are caught by the mouth, that's what they say? Wow.
So are we getting spongy with that or what? Fish or is it green banana?
When you come for lunch, you're fine out. That's a secret.
I knew something was going on.
The secret? Come for lunch and you're fine out.
And Mr. Henry?
Yeah, I knew something.
I have to text you that your best friend, who is a lawyer, did not address the U.S. Supreme Court judgment this week.
Oh,
and
we
that's
were,
one of the monumental
we
things that has happened this week. And already women are in the street immediately in all the cities, not all just in America, all over the world. Women are already in the street.
Yeah, they need to.
It's going to be more than that later because Clarence Thomas already said it in his portion of the brief that yes, gay rights, gay marriage, and all that is up for grabs too. So we're going to see what happens in November because maybe that's the only route to turn this thing back. We have to get rid of some of those U.S. senators and get a majority and turn this thing back for good.
Yes.
So why are we going back to a Christian society? Because remember, they threw the Bible out of school and all of that. So how come they're going back to that now?
No. They want the Bible wasn't thrown out of the schools. That's all a mirage. Nobody's throwing a Bible out of school. Because I went to school and I carried my Bible. Nobody told me to get rid of it. Now that is just talk.
I'm talking about now.
Oh, Jesus.
Not when we went to school. I'm talking about now.
Oh, wow.
Scripture was a subject in school in my time. Scripture. That was a subject that
you were taught in the school, in high school.
And if you went to a Catholic school, you had religion as a subject all the way up to GCEs. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
I'm testimony to that.
Look at that. They took Christ out of Christmas and they called it Xmas, the X out Christ.
That's what I'm saying. So how come now we're going back to all of the rules of the Bible against gays and lesbians and abortion and all of that? All of a sudden.
Yeah. I'm sure when you remember, is it Short Church who sing the song When They Have Power and Authority?
Yep.
That's how he works, you know. So if people don't go out,
he needs to put in too much power and authority.
Right.
Too much.
Yes. Who have power and authority? Elections have consequences. And when they have power and authority, they do what they like.
Yep.
So
Miss Kathleen, lovely to hear you.
Oh, thank you, Miss Lynette. Mrs. Fox. I knew you were a fox. I know your middle name.
I'm telling you, I'm all exposed here. Jeez.
Yes, Mr. Henry loves to put people's business on the street. That's his favorite pastime. And he has the freedom to do it.
Wow. You came and told us about fish. You told us that Lynette doing that. Lynette came and she gave you a special hail up, and I said, what's going on here? Next thing you on the forum.
So why
here,
Lynette can't give me a special hail up? I thought this was a public forum.
But that became special. The only special fans get hail on here is when Cardinal hail them up. So Lynette, now come on, look like you want
Cardinal,
to take
Cardinal
over.
Is not the arbiter of who are special fans and who get who hail up.
Well, Lynette have one more.
All right, then.
Cardinal already indicated to me and said, what is it? It looks like Lynette want to come and come take over with a special hello one, so.
Well,
Lynette, if you keep this up, you might last too long around here.
I'm sorry, Merchants is sick because Merchants would have come on here and you know, had you all well taught.
Exactly.
That, yes, we are the majority.
Yes, well, happy that you really called in. I know you have something else to say too, so what else do you have to tell us? What's going on in the Virgin Islands?
Me, nothing much. You know, we're going to have elections for governor later in the year, but nothing much happening down here.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Getting ready for July 4th. I think that's the biggest news. And
well,
COVID.
I know you're in the Virgin Islands. Cardinal is in the Virgin Islands. And for some strange reason that you're on here and I'm not hearing Cardinal Cox. You must have tied that down someplace. We're not hearing any coin at all.
He's looking at the cow. How do you get your butter if he's not looking at... When I'm looking after the cow, he's looking after it.
Oh, Cardinal is looking after the cow. Okay, good.
Yes, just so your butter can be churned.
But, okay, I got you. Because we normally hear the rooster just coin, man. But now you're here, we're not hearing any rooster at all. So you must be saying that rooster, man.
Mr. Henry, stop putting people...
Yes.
He's trying to say the rooster's afraid. The rooster's afraid. Kathleen?
Okay.
We're not hearing any noise.
Kathleen?
So,
he's trying to say the roosters are terrified of you.
No, well...
You're terrified of me.
Imagine
why
one is in St. Thomas, one is in St. Croix, and I'm not hearing the rooster. Patrick used to call it the bishop. Marcus called it the cock. We call it the rooster.
Mr. Henry.
Patrick,
you better play the song. You better play the song. Who killed the rooster?
Are you trying to tell me that Kathleen? That's why we're not hearing the song.
I said play the song. I didn't tell you that. I said please play the song.
You said
I don't
kill the rooster.
Please behave.
I haven't heard the rooster for real. I have not heard it called this morning.
We had Patrick.
Well, then that's why you have to ask the question in song.
He used to be happy to talk about the thing till he gave it another name, the bishop. But this morning, I'm not hearing it at all. Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes animals have... What the cardinals speak to you about this morning? Wasn't it Animal Farm? Well, maybe they're gone to the little session. Maybe they're having a session. Maybe they're upset and gone to the session to decide what to do with him.
Oh, okay. Well, Lynette, know the song. I don't even know the song, "The Who Killed the Rooster." So, Lynette, what do you know about the song?
There is a song.
Oh,
ask Chandler if there's not a song. I'm sure he knows the song.
Mr. Henry,
I'm leaving. I know Sparrow has a song called "Kill the Cock."
Oh God!
Lord Jesus,
this conversation has just deteriorated.
But please stand up for the song. The song will help. He asking questions and we don't have no answers.
Well, like I said, it's a song that I don't know who sing that song. So,
Cardinal just told you, Sparrow.
No.
Oh, there it goes.
Oh! There it is.
Call it and it came. Call it.
There
it
is.
And it came.
So I know. So Lynette, there's your answer.
Okay, good. So nobody killed it then. Okay, good.
Nobody,
here we go.
No,
you get your answer.
Nobody killed the cop. Nobody.
What is this?
Yep, well, let's do some food. And folks, don't forget tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the p.m., we're going to urge you to tune into the cricket show to get some good news about West Indies cricket and test cricket. I'm emphasizing test cricket. I plan to live a long, long time. I know the Lord is going to keep me here. So that means test cricket is going to be here for a long time. It would not go away in my lifetime. It's getting better and sweeter. All the time. So, as a matter of fact, let's give some scores. We have West Indies at 130 for one. So they're really... No, 131 for two. I beg your pardon. So Brathwaite is gone. That's been out. He made how much? How much did Brathwaite made? 51. He was satisfied with his 50, and he came and left. But Wifa is still there. He's on 22. As a matter of fact, he just out as soon as I came on. Yep, he bowled him. He cleaned him up. And let us try and see what's happening over there in England so Simon can get the score as well. New Zealand doing well for themselves. They're 147 for two. They're leading by 116 runs. So I'm sure England will have to chase over 300 runs. Let's see if they can overhaul the 300 runs. Did it in a day in the last test match. This time, there it is again. We call that into being. All right. Well, maybe we can get a song in here. Much would have said, we've heard talking from since 10 o'clock. Why don't you say something?
The whispers in the morning, a flower sleeping tight, rolling like a thunder now, as I look in your eyes. I hold on to your body and feel it move you, make. Your voice is warm and tender, a love that I could not forsake. 'Cause you for my lady. I am your man. Whenever you reach for me, I'll do all that I can. Lost is how I'm feeling, lying in your arms. When the world outside's too much to take, that's all ends when I'm with you. Even though there may be times it seems I'm far away, never wonder where I am, 'cause I am always by your side. You are my lady, I am your man. Whenever you reach for me, I'll do all that I can. We're heading for something, somewhere I've never been. At times I am frightened, but I'm ready to learn for the power of love. The sound of your heart beating, you feel it move you, man. There's a feeling that I can't hold on, it's light years away. Ooh-hoo. You are my lady, and I am your man. Whenever you reach for me, I do all that I can. We're heading for something, somewhere I've never been. At times I am frightened, but I'm ready to learn for the power of love. Ooh, the power.
Mikey Spice sings for you.
Ivor.
The power of love. Yes.
Thank you, Ivor. Thank you. That
yes,
was beautiful.
Yes.
I just wanted to give you two things. The shoot for the Eunice's Memorial Service. It's truelife.productions. That's the web address. But if you check your message box for June 15th, I've actually sent you the link so you could share the link with others who may wish to, join in the
okay.
service on that way.
Yes,
okay.
I know. I did see, but I didn't get a chance to just put it up while I'm here.
But I'll
do that.
Truelife.
Thank you.
.production. And if you give me a second, I probably would make one comment on a statement you made regarding the
okay.
That Trump put these guys on the court. I just want to correct
yes.
you. Trump did not put them on the court, really. In truth, it was done by Mitch McConnell and the Republicans, who lied, cheated, and behaved in an unethical manner and stole two seats to pack the courts. The justices themselves, either, have no moral standing because they too lied and behaved in an immoral manner to exercise authoritative stance that echoes the true wishes of judges, the Republican Party, and Donald Trump. That's my little contribution to that section of the argument you put forward earlier.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that. And Reefer goes. Bowl for 22. So I'm expecting to hear Andrew Mason with these words and this line. There goes Reefer with yet another failure. he would have done that to other persons that were not favorable to him when they would have failed in his opinion. So I'll say it again. There goes Weeper with yet another failure. I can't see for the life of me how Weeper becomes our number three batsman. You have Devon Thomas, who's been opening, batting number three, doing well, but filled with the one, and we're making a makeshift opening batsman. You have the young Chander Paul there. Somehow he got in there, as slow as his record is showing, as the man in waiting. And you couldn't even say, well, let me try him. West Indies made room for Richie Richardson. We had three opening batsmen because he couldn't get in ahead of Greenwich. He couldn't get in ahead of Desmond Haynes. So what did Clive Lai do? He put Richie Richardson to bat at number three. Why can't we have Kaiwan Powell in the team telling you're not on any trial, you're not here for no one match. His bat too is full of runs. An opening batsman looks the best, but not giving a run mentally. They put the guy in mind in some kind of cage. And as soon as he comes up with anything less than 100, he was on trial. We're not heading anywhere upwards. We're like the cowtail going, but going downwards. Number three is a very vital position, but folks, tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the PM, the heavyweights will be in, and I'm sure they'll be discussing this further. That's just my little 2 cents. For now, West Indies tattooing against Bangladesh. But if they were to follow in the footprints and footsteps of England, all is not over. The law order must come out to play. We had the Jamaicans, Blackwood and Campbell bringing home the bacon last time. So I expect Alzawi Joseph, in the absence of Holder, to just go ahead and stamp your authority on that number 8 spot, the bowling all around the spot. He made what, some 20-something in the last match. He's bowling well, so I guess his mind is a little bit at ease. He's getting these 3 wickets. I think he's yet to get a 4-wicket haul in test. So we want to see him in the 5-wicket haul somewhere along the line. And let us let you be the key boys, the Bernard Julian, the Malcolm Marshall, Hollis King. We need you to be that bowling all around and show them that you can bat. Or do this Steve Smith. Steve Smith made Australia team as a bowler, leg spin mediocre bowler, and work himself as a world number one batsman. I don't know why people can't do that. They're trying to do...
Just lost.
They're trying to do the same. Go ahead.
We just lost another wicket, another play on from West Indies. I think it's Kyle Bonner who got one that he covered it well, but not well enough.
Yeah, 132 for 4. So Bonner has gone with yet another failure. So he failed in the first test, and now he failed in his third inning. So I said you have to house it to courses. You pick the person that's on song at the time. You're not dropping people. You're going to rest the person. You think Anderson got dropped? Anderson was rested. England won the match. He's not playing this match. You must have some kind of rotation. Batsman can get burnt out too. But nonetheless, like I said, tomorrow the heavyweights will be in. Folks, we're going to be rounding up this show. We want to thank Simon for gracing us with his presence. Simon, you didn't give a report on Irma. How is Irma doing?
She's doing very well, thank you. We're just cleaning up and all, you know, Saturday mornings around the house, cleaning up and start cooking and all that. But she's listening on and off. And it's a pleasure being on the show and learning something new this morning. And hearing about a cricket game that we love so much. And I'm predicting it was one. West Indies now won 32 for 4. I'm predicting they should make at least 250, at least, to look anything like a test team. But as I say in cricket, you know, you can never predict what is going to happen. It's such a very unpredictable game, you know. So as I've tried to explain the game to my granddaughters, they were born here in Georgia, said, Papi, why do I love this game so much? I say, so unpredictable that one man can make 500 runs and sometimes 11 men can make 100. He said, is that so? I said, yeah, can happen. One man can make 500 and 11 men can't even make 100. Very unpredictable game. So, gentlemen, ladies, and listeners all over the world, it's a pleasure being on the show. I learned something new this morning. Have yourself a wonderful week, all, and we'll talk again next week, Saturday, on the show. Have a wonderful week. Goodbye.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We just have a little 5 minutes here to go, so we can just round it up. Lynette, you have a minute. Anything you want to speak about while we...
I'll make this in a minute. Yeah, I'll listen to the show on a farm because I had my gardener here today. it was nice hearing Simon. And I did not realize that Leon and Dennis was on. Say morning to them. Yeah, good show.
Thank you. Morning, Lynette.
And thank you, Cardinal, for the greetings. I listened and was a breath of fresh air to hear Miss Kathleen. Miss Kathleen, come on, more often. And we pray for Mary Jean that she will see and that she will feel better.
Yes. Yes. Well, you didn't hear a lot of voices there. Barbara normally just opened up here for us today, but she was on, but she didn't. She was not audible today. So we want to say good morning to her as well. Last week she made a big announcement. Leon called me and Leon said, I'm hearing great things. I'm hearing something. So, well, we're praying for Leon too, because Leon is a bit under the weather too. I got a message from him this morning. So, you know, Leon is feeling that... the stage where he's still grieving, because I met Mrs. Eunice Francis. And
That'll take a while.
Yes, beyond the
get better with time, Leon. Just make sure you occupy yourself, that's all.
Yeah, we'll make sure that he's well-grounded. We'll make sure that. So, Cardinal?
Yeah, he just needs to do things and occupy himself.
Dennis, tell us where we can
meet. I can give him that advice.
Okay, I'm good. Sorry. But Dennis, tell us where we can meet the cricket show tomorrow. Come on, Dennis.
Well, we hope that the listeners will find time to join us tomorrow at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the cricket show, www.blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow. And you may also call us at 1-515-605-9850, Sunday, 6 p.m. every Sunday. Set your reminder. Hope to hear and see you on the radio, as Mr. McKenzie would say. Thank you, Ivan.
Yes.
Back to you.
Okay. Any special guests for tomorrow so the listeners can come, and at what time?
We have no special guests designated at this time, but, you know, we may get someone calling in at short notice. But
okay.
6 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay. All right, well, folks, don't forget that you'll be in early enough to hear the inside edge from Audley, and you'll have the birthdays and anniversaries coming up, and, of course, lots of things to talk about, especially where sports is concerned. Cardinal.
Yes, it's been another great show. Never enough time, but never a dull moment either. I was happy to be here sharing this moment with you and hoping that you had a great time with us as well. I'll do it again next week. Until then, have a great week.
Yes, well, to tell you the truth, I was thinking about animal cruelty when Lynette started talking about the cop was killed, and now that the first time Captain would have called in and she would have labeled as the cop killer, I was happy when the cop crowed. So, you know, the cop is alive and is well. So, Kathleen, you're off the hook. I was a bit worried there. The cop came out in all his glory. Folks, we are going to be ending this show. It's going to be the last of the month of June. Hope you would have enjoyed June. Next week, we'll be beginning my month, July 1st. And, you know, we're going to be doing it all the way. That's going to be a special month. So I know, I know you're eager to say something. I'm glad we don't have enough time for that. But July, number 7 is a good number. July 7. So folks, don't forget to pray. Don't forget to kneel and pray. Wear your pads if you have to, your knee pads. But say a prayer. Marcus is not feeling well. Leon is a bit under the weather too. He would have indicated that to me. And, you know, Leon is still in his grieving period, so we just have to make sure he gets over that. He would have indicated to the world that he was more in love with his wife than any other time, even though she was not even communicating with him verbally. So, you know, it's going to be hard, especially after, what, some 50-odd years being together in marriage. That's not going to be easy. So, folks, may the rest of the day be the best of your day. Kathleen, again, we need to hear you more often. You really put some oomph into the show. So with that, folks, we're going to say ta-da. May you have an enjoyable weekend. Bye-bye.